Speaking inside the Gold Dome, Charles Steele, president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which King helped found, said it's long overdue.
They're building his statue and imagery all over the world. Certainly, we can do it in this home state of Georgia.
Oh, that's right.
Steele and others want the MLK statue located in the spot once occupied by a statue of controversial politician and publisher Thomas Watson. This fall, Governor Nathan Deal issued an executive order to permanently relocate the Watson statue to a less prominent position across the street. State Representative Tyrone Brooks of Atlanta commended Deal on that decision and vowed to push for legislation on the new MLK statue this session.
I believe one day we will see a statue of Dr. King outside. I don't know if it's going to be in 2014. I may be gone. I may be dead. But I believe it's going to happen.
Brooks said he'll sponsor the statue bill in the House, and Gail Davenport of Jonesboro will do the same in the Senate. Meanwhile, SCLC leaders have committed to as much fundraising as necessary to pay for the statue. Reverend Joseph Lowry is a former ally of King and a recent Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. He called on Deal to support the campaign.
I would urge the governor to take advantage of this opportunity, not to wait until somebody else does it. He is the governor. And he has the opportunity now to do what should have been done a long, long time ago.
Deal for now is noncommittal.
Well, that's a decision I think the members of the General Assembly need to make. It's not one that the governor should impose on them. I feel certain there will be discussions about that probably this year.
Legislative session kicks off Monday. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.